Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
Do you worry? I mean, Joshua, both of us do.
Every once in a while.
Okay. Well, there was a family that I worked with at a previous church, and he was a brilliant guy, and he just had accomplished so much, but he surprised his family. He just felt stuck, and he wrote a note to them just saying that he was leaving and walking away from everyone and everything, and it was unthinkable. We were all stunned. He was an amazing and a brilliant individual that gave up. He just lost hope, and he did not think that there was any way to regain that hope. And, you know, over the years, as I began to think about that, he wanted no contact, and we lost contact, and I wondered, did he find his purpose? Did he know that there was something more?
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's hard to realize that there's something more and to realize how much our mindset really makes a difference. And so it's really important that you get yourself in a good mindset. And in Romans 12, we kind of really view this as a good recipe for having a transformed mind. The writer Paul, he was so excited because he realized that there was a different way that you can think, and you don't have to be conformed by the world, but you can renew your mind every day. And so you really need to take time to exercise your mind and realize that God is always present and always at work, and he always gives more, and that it's possible to find more even when everything maybe seems against us or not going the way we hoped it had.
Right. I think even just realizing that you wake up and you're renewing your mind with the fact that God is the God of more. Right. And I think that's so amazing. And Paul also wrote the book of Philippians. And, you know, he's such an amazing writer. He talks about this exciting new life. And he goes on to say that, you know, you don't have to have anxiety. You don't have to worry, but you can do something else. And that's in everything that you pray and that you have thanksgiving, and you just give it all to God. And I think that if we understand that that's really a key part of renewing our mind. And, you know, if someone wants to look that up, it's Philippians 4:6, and it's worth underlining and saying, you know what, I am not going to be anxious. I'm going to give everything to God in prayer and to give thanks. And so I think that's just a really cool way to begin the day.
So place a shield around your mind. Refuse to let problems and pressures conform your thoughts, and put trust rather than worry into practice. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.